Millions of people in Shanghai counted down to midnight on Wednesday, celebrating the end of a strict two-month pandemic lockdown. There were scenes of joy and excitement as people socialized outdoors and drove their cars for the first time in weeks. Street barricades have been removed. Supermarkets, restaurants, and parks are reopening. Public transport has resumed. China's biggest city and commercial center is slowly coming back to life after being shut down at the end of March. More than 600,000 coronavirus infections were recorded in what was the country's worst outbreak since the pandemic began. Artist Sun Shun was visiting the city and became stuck in his hotel. An initial five-day lockdown stretched to more than 60 days. He's relieved it's over, but remains distrustful of the government.
Government order, so they tell people only 5 days. So I think fine. But you know, the government always lie to people. More and more and more, longer and longer and longer, and no ending. No people, when is it finished?
There was widespread anger, along with confusion over food shortages and a lack of access to emergency medical care. The lockdown also crippled supply chains and slowed the economy. Property and car sales, the service sector and retail consumption all plummeted in April. Analysts say recovery won't be quick or easy.
After the initial phase, there might be more disappointment because the reality is the consumer confidence is dampened. Our property market is still weak. All those weaknesses in other parts of the economy were still there and not addressed. And on top of that, income growth has slowed significantly. So after the lift of all the restrictions, I think there is a lot of work has to be done.
Shanghai authorities say the city has achieved a milestone in its battle against the virus. In a letter, they thanked residents for their patience and apologized for the inconveniences caused.
People in Shanghai may be celebrating for now, but the memory of this long lockdown won't easily be forgotten. China's leaders refuse to live with the coronavirus, and any new outbreak can result in the lives of millions being upended without notice. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.